Okay, second parak.
Second parak, we have a very important Mishnah. And very, very comparative. A lot of important individual ideas all put together in one Mishnah. That's what we have. Rabbi Omer. Rabbi means you don't know, see the one who made up the Mishnahs. There's Mechabit and Mishnahs, put together Mishnahs, we have them. Ezo Derev Yeshua, so what does he have to tell us? That's Rabbi's lesson for Klai Yisrael. Ezo Derev Yeshua, Shivu Lai Ha'odom, closely to first Lai Yisrael, to first Lai Yisrael. This first piece is the one that we're going to concentrate on tonight. And it's one that has, in Parshat Pshat, in simple translation, the most difficulty. Some of the others are easier in translation, but they get a little more difficult. Just understanding what they're saying. Heavy Zalabim, it's a Kala Kechamura. Translation is easy. That you're supposed to, mitzvahs, all the same. You can't pick and choose mitzvahs. You have to take the mitzvah Kala with as much seriousness as a mitzvah Chamura. These concepts are very difficult ones. We'll get to them in a session. She'ena tayyotem atin scharish on mitzvahs makes it even more confusing. If this is the reason why you're not supposed to make mitzvah, Kalo Kechamura is because of the reason because you don't know. We'll get there. Heli Mechashev Hefzei, third point in the Mishnah. Heli Mechashev Hefzei Mitzvah Kineged Tzchor, and Tzchor Veri Kineged Hefzei. A person has to be an accountant. Accountant. So, bottom line. What's the bottom line? Add it up. Be an accountant. Whatever you do, the Yetzirah comes and tells you that if you do this and this, it's going to be great for you. So the direct approach of telling you, you're a liar. I'm not going to eat any out of it, it's disgusting. I won't enjoy it at all. It's all fool's gold, there's nothing to it. That won't work. That's it. That's not the Mishnah telling you. Mishnah says, you have to go along with it. Say, okay, you're offering me something. Okay, I hear you. I hear you. I'll put it down on paper. You're offering me pleasures of a mazah, for example, some financial gain. We'll put it down on the paper and it comes up to number 7. Right? 7. So that's the schar later. It's the hefzi. The hefzi is getting a little more serious. There's a potential out there. It's not going to like this very much. It was an awful lot more. It's going to be a little more than a netzach. And so forth, the cheshbonis, until you realize that the negative is 7,464,390,97. Then loses its geshmak. But if you start right away just denying what you've been offering, saying that there's nothing in it for you, he'll convince you that there is something for you. And go for it. So you have to play it his way. What do you have to say? Let's see. Put all your cards on the ground. But what am I going to do? If I do this, what am I going to do? But then he said, okay, one second. I hear what's up. But you have to make a cheshbon today. And this goes in both directions. We'll get back here and we'll go into this more. The fourth thing, Amazing claim that Rebbe tells us. He says he has, the person wants a guarantee. He will never do it again. He can give you. You want to be guaranteed you won't do any more of this? Who wants to be guaranteed you'll never do more? Great. You don't have to fast 40 days. No fasting 40 days. You can drink coffee. Salami sandwiches. Macaroni. Just one thing. The stock of a shleisha dua. All you have to do is look into three basic things. And that's it. Ain't it about the head? This concept is found other places in others also. We have to compare it to and see the differences between them, what particular Rebbe is teaching us here. It says, Do malamayla mumcho, hayin roya, voice shamas, v'chom asecha v'seha nefto. Again, in simple translation here, this part is easy. Now, the biggest difficulty on the surface checked. It's the first reading is the three. Buddha says, well, you're telling me three times the same idea. The Bhagavan's looking, the Bhagavan's listening, and the Bhagavan's writing it down. And all three times, you're telling me is that Archie, Big Daddy's looking. Right? And if Big Daddy's looking, then... Okay. This is the four memoriam of Rebbe that is teaching us the Yisrael. We're going to have to try to approach each one of them individually, since each one is a Torah Shlomo, a very major lesson. The Maharal, just for starters, the Maharal says that whenever a cloud got a major cloud was being brought out by a Tana, so that was the beginning of a new parent. So what he tells us here in this Mishnah. And so he goes to check all the prophets and say that there's a big beginning. The first Mishnah is always telling you something really cloud for them across the board. Afterwards, I can go all kinds of specifics to this situation, this type of thing. General, tremendous rules here. So, what we're trying to undertake for tonight is we'd like to finish the first quarter of the Mishnah. We can succeed in finishing. There's a little bit that we can understand, a bit of understanding this tremendous cloud that he's teaching us. Mentioned before, the Maharal says that when the Mishnah starts a new parak, it's because it's teaching us some special new cloud, special, tremendous rule, something that goes across. The first reading, everybody's handing out big tickets today. The end of the Mishnah tells you how you can make sure you're not going to do any of these. But for starters, he's telling you how you can go, you get it right every time. If you want to go straight, you tell him, no problem. Here's a formula. You got this formula, you'll get it right every time. So this is in fact a very, very big rule. And we'll see if we can get some little bit of understanding of what it is that he's trying to teach us. All right. Let's read very carefully again from the top. Rabbi Yonah, Ezu Derech Yeshara, Shudigur Loi Ha'adam. So there's a question and there's an answer. If we analyze the question, we find in it two main points. One is that he's talking about Derech Yeshara. There's a similar mission later in the parak. There's even some verses that say Yeshara again, but the clay, the Yishanim, change it. Five Talmidim were asked to find the Derech. The Yisrael in the Mishnah, the way it's written in here in the Gemara, is Derech Yeshara, but the change is Derech Toiva. You have to know what the difference between what Rebbe is asking here about the Derech Yeshara. Over there it says Sheyidbok, and here it says Sheyivor. And there were five answers given by the five Talmidim, and the Rebbe gives us one. So we have to know what is it that the Rebbe is asking, what is it that we're looking for over there. There is a Shara that we're looking for, and the other thing it says, Sheyivu Lehavda. Yivu is Lashon Breyer, like Breyer and Shabbos. You have to choose. Okay. That means that we're giving you a rule, okay, for the gray areas. We're not talking about necessarily areas. Okay. When a person... What are you supposed to be doing in your life? Supposed to do this, is not do theirs. There's no yivur over there. Then you don't need Rebbe to tell us in this form either. You have to go looking for there. Right? The Torah is called Sefer Yosha because it specifies and clarifies to us. It's all written out. The Shulchan Aruch Amruchan Mefonav, like the Rashi says in the Mishpat of the Torah, has all the Derech Yeshara. Yeah, it's all paved and signs are put up, and it's very clear. The Tanya Mitzvahs we have. There's no Derech Sheyivur Lehavdam. What Rebbe is referring to, the Rebbe explained, means that area, which generally is talking the area of Midas and Halachos Ha'adam, where there's no black and white area of Mitzvahs, ever it's dependent on knowing what's right and wrong in terms of Midas. So here is Rebbe's question. This is one of the largest areas of human activity. The Ramchal explains that the two areas of shlemus that are available. When a person has to write tachlis in what we're made them to be accomplished in this world, is to attain shlemus, perfection, and that has two areas. Only two, that's all there is. I'll explain it. Shlemus ha'midos is shlemus ha'moschamas. Half of what we're all about is being the sacrifice of Jesus. And here Rebbe is giving us the golden rule for applying ourselves in any case of doubt, in any question of how to judge how a person is supposed to act in any sugya of midos. So on that, Rebbe is giving us Ezo de'ah b'shoah sh'yivu lo'i ha'orom. So this is, the question itself is already fixed. Meaning that half of the answer Rebbe has already put into the question. The first thing you have to know is that the most important deterrent is what is Yosha. Okay. What you have to look for over here, it doesn't say Ezo de'ah toyah. If you're talking the sugya of midas, so that's obvious. He puts it into a question to clarify to us how pre-assumed this has to be in a person's approach. That's why he puts it into the question form. What's the derech hayosha? Meaning that you have to understand on your own. That has to be kosher to you. That if you're approaching midas, the determining factor is that's the derech hayosha. If it's a derech hayosha, that's what it should be. That's the right thing. It's not derech hayosha, that's the wrong. And therefore, the only question left to clarify is, how do I know which is the straight way and which is good? Generally, I can meet with what is a person saying, the way I think is straight, the way he thinks is good. So, the Mishnah is saying, yes.
Is that true?
That's his
it's conditionally true.
But that would be leaving things a little unclear. So Rebbe did us a favor and tried to give something more reliable that worked for all people at all times. So in the question already, he's already made the most major point. He's taught us the lesson of the lessons. He's taught us that the question that always has to be asked in the area of Midas, but the aim, what the goal, is the derech hayosha. How do you get there? How do you clarify? The meaning of Vidas HaOdom in all gray areas of life, which is most of what people knock their heads on all the time, is the process of clarifying good from bad. Usually, there are aspects of good and aspects of bad that a person has to be able to sort out. And on any side of the coin, he could find certain points of grace. Let's say, if I go this way, there would be certain advantages. There are certain, something good about it. And if I go the other way, I can also find. So this is where there's always necessary to be aware from the two possibilities, because it's not so readily obvious. There's a necessity to be clarified, like braver in Shabbos, you have to pull out the good from the bad, you have to pull out that you need. In Shabbos it's also Midas, it's a Chiv. Okay? This is one grayer you want to go in Shabbos also.
Sheyiv
alayhi ha'adam, what?
Do you
pray
to
do that way on Shabbos? Kol Shehi Teferes Lai Seher Teferes Lai. So the answer is really difficult. Really difficult. Teferes Lai Meir Ha'adam, simple translation, let's take Rashi for example, who explains, means Noah Loi, Noyach Loi. It's a version of Noah, beauty, Yofer, Noyach. Tiferes Loi Seo. This is the last thing that we would have thought. Yeah. You know what you want to know? What have to clarify what's straight, what's crooked, when you're going the right way and when you're rationalizing. How are you gonna tell the difference? If it's noah, then it's yosha. It's not noah. This is very. We have a hard time getting to first base here. We're clearing the question, I'm getting the answer. Rashi helps us a little bit. That'll start us down the path. He gives us the following statement. The first line in order. Actually, the first line is here. Called there, she noicha. The teferis, the misha oisa oisa. Oisa there, the yivra od. The fish, the yidua, shezu hadeh, shehi noicha lo oisa. The teferis, the misha oisa. Shall hollow oilam, he is sure. The aim of her, the var and veir, she has a odo, shall I schar it boy. The aim of believer in my seat. He is like boishes with the odo. Alan is damn the odo, the var mitzvah. The derch is shower, we can manner, was yismach be yisra there. The gambling the odo, the fire room shachem. So her mayor, according to the way Rashi is pointing to us here, is telling us a signal system. He says, you want to know? Telling us a very important lesson. You want to know? You can know. We are equipped, every person, individually, and Klai Yisrael as its equal, is equipped with very, very sensitive Derech HaYoshah sensations. And when a person goes straight, he feels good. He feels connected. He feels online. Feels happy. And when you go crooked, with all the rationalizations in the world, you feel a little not happy. You got what you wanted.
For the mass of repentance.
That's the problem. And you're right. That's the problem. That's the problem.
We have a Chazal that says, "Kim Chirago, want to do the Veiru?" Three times, and you've got to
make your head to yourself. Thank you for confusing me, sir. No question that a person can ruin any matana gives in. And by repetitive activity that was based on rationalization in the first place, you're going to desensitize yourself. And then you're going to have a difficult time.
But you're hypnotizing yourself to...
What? You're desensitizing yourself from this area of Yeshua.
Maybe it doesn't want to use...
But this Rebbe is telling us, you want to know? You want to be able to weigh it out? You have a scale. Very reliable scale. See which way you go. See how you feel about it. Or see how people feel about it. So if they don't know, I don't know. You don't know, you know. This is a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. And one that it would be worth stopping right here. Well, I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to go further to try to get some better, a deeper understanding of it. But this is in itself very, very important. You would really stop here. Very, very important lesson that American Western society is trying desperately to knock out. In all different ways. Trying desperately to
like a
desperately coffee. Desperately to wait to duck out of us. So understand that we are Bali Bechira. Meaning if you can't know what's right when it's a gray area, then where's the Bechira? I don't know. You could know. You do know. You don't want to know. That's what clear is all about. We can choose if we want to know, and we can choose that we don't want to know. If you don't want to know, you'll get it wrong every time. If you want to know, you'll get it right every time. Because we do have inborn capability of being mapped in Toyif and now, in levels of Toyif. The better way, the less, that's a good way. Real derech ha-yosher, rationalize derech ha-kelimus. We have the capability and therefore the responsibility to check, to be bereir ha-derech ha-yosher. And to rely on it, to know that it's, as the Rav explains, that the ikur mahalach of the Yitzhar is the sapik alor amitosech. Things that a person have are clear to him, that he has a reliable basis to know. The Yitzhar comes and tells him, maybe just think that way, maybe that's how you feel today, maybe that's the mood you're in, maybe that's an old grandmommy's told, somebody told you about, maybe this, maybe that, maybe hints, maybe a half. And the main point is to get you confused and go. They should lose faith in the very koiches and nefesh that the Rishon gave you to determine. So Rebbe is reestablishing the capability of attaining a moral judgment, but telling us that we have been born within us. The koiches, the reliable koiches that we were mechuyev to know, to recognize, and to work with, to give 100% emunah, to have full faith that when a person is going straight, and every person can be made al atzmo, right? There are paths of his life. He was doing the things that he was supposed to be doing, basically, and he felt good with himself, and things were going good, and people around him were feeling good. And there were times when he was mocking off, and he wasn't doing what he was doing, he was giving excuses, and he was this and he was that. He felt awesome. And the people around him felt awesome. This is in particular, perhaps, in the first case.
How far does this inborn needles extend itself? There's a lot of degrees and needles that person must be went through the animals, you know. Idea of how to act, you know, in one year, curse a tray or other evils. People don't even know what, how much a person should lack a tray or other evils. A person should extend himself, no?
So, a lot of the Dutch Brahman has that there's a chazal that says that the person is born with the Yetzer Hara, but the Yetzer Hara comes when you're in the midst of 13. From what the Rav is explaining, I didn't pick up that the inborn feeling is good from bad or bad from good, but the inborn feeling is you know what is good or it's not good. You have to learn maybe what's good, but the inborn feeling can tell you right away whether it's wrong, whether it's bad. You may not know what's good just from the inborn feeling, but the inborn feeling will, there's an alarm that triggers off with what you're doing.
Like the Rashi says. If a person, the only chadavar and veyver she asks, Arum shall yischad, but the yoyo believe in Moses. If a person did something cruel, feels inside, Hashem did on it, v'yesh lo yiboishes mi b'nei Odom. This is how Rashi is explaining to first in the Odom. You check it out. Would you like to tell all your friends about this one? Or would you like to have your Anakta should know? You have Bushi. Bushi has good reason. Because you're feeling that. Not quite right. Alan is Daman, the Yoga, the Divine Yitzvah, the Death Yishol, he came there now. Oh, it's Yismach the Yisrael, Alel. There's a person also knows that when he was in the Soin, when there was two ways to go, and this particular time he went the right way, it gives him a tremendous good feeling. Yismach the Yisrael. It's not just alarms, it goes in both directions. There are koyches. A person has a koyach atoyit in him. A person is b'yisoydei neshama. Right? The neshama is tahir. Elokai, neshama, is hati tahir. When you did something right, the neshama gives off a little light. Because it feels great. Simply to say it. If a person went wrong, the neshama retracts the step. The person is dark and lonely, out of touch. That's exactly what happens. So, it's immediately on the spot. You have to give them a hug. You have to have enough sensitivity to trust, and honesty to feel what's going on within us.
In other words, this is really basic. The only reason we have difficulty responding to this is because society and Yetzirah and various things have tried to tell us this doesn't exist and we just don't recognize this. But if we would throw all that off, this is basically always available to us. It has to be. It's the ikar. It's always there. Everything's trying to knock it off, and so we become desensitized to something which is very, very much in our foundation.
There are a lot of difficulties with this. One of the difficulties is that if we were born pure, in a pure society, with a pure upbringing, everything about us until we took over was pure, so then this would work very strongly. But what if we were brought up in a society that believes that whatever you can get away with is good? What if we were brought up in a society that believes that power is money, and life is right, and dollars is power, and other such basic concepts?
Or the reverse.
Whatever.
Being light, whatever is being foolish and stupid. It's better to get things accomplished when you talk rough and gruff. And, says you're supposed to be nice to somebody. You want to get the world runs on.
The sensitivity would still be there. It would be less sensitive, as if you took a pillow and put it over the speaker. It doesn't. You're muffling. You're muffling the sound. You put two pillows on. You're muffling it greater, but you haven't eliminated the sound coming out of the speaker. You can put 10 pillows on, yet you can't hear it. But that doesn't say that there's no sound coming out.
This is exactly the point. The pasuk says, "Elokim osos odom yosho." Elokim osos odom yosho v'him bikshu chesbonim shabbos. That's what this mission is teaching us. He's clarifying us this concept of the pasuk. The Baruch Shem tells us, "How should you know?" There's a medrash that says after a person dies, so there's all kinds of different things that happen to him. And one of them is that he gets to a certain place where there's hundreds of drachim in front of us, and he has to choose one. They're all exactly the same. And there are no signs, and nobody to ask. How is he supposed to know? If he lived to be derech hayashar by the mazeh, if this koyach hayashar, so this mishnah, was that compass that got me through that life, you'll work over there, and I'll find the derech hayashar. Get out of the derech hayashar, you come to the kisya kov. This is all before the din. But if you start off by the kisya kov, the din works a lot better. It goes better that way. However, if you go down the wrong path, starts with Ishmael. This is the awful things that go on. This is the Derech HaYosha test. That is basically there, Mishnah, there's a test before Din. Before Din, to the Protein, of all the devising that you do. But what Tzuras Adam were, one of the number one things that's tested, do you have a working compass? Do you have a capability in Mafri Derech HaYosha? That depends. So everybody was born many, many years after Chet Amish, after Chet Egel, after Chet Mechiz Yezer. And the individual society that he was born into. These are all great excuses. They're all muffled pillows. Part of prayer is whether you're going to give excuses. And if you want to give excuses, yeah, lots of them. They're all right. They're all right. They won't work. But the compass is not going to work then. Or, and this is our job, the Bnei Shalom made man straight. They decided to go off the yashras, the galat kind, and define all kinds of rationalizations for whatever it is that they want. Our job is to return to the Derech HaYashar, to reestablish within us the Kriach of Yashrus as a compass that can be better for us than the Derech HaYashar. Heavy verse of it. You understand clearly the morale's point. This deserves its own parents. Rebbe is telling us something that's the path of life. Because before we get into the protest of any particular nice here, a person has to know how b'chlal you live in the world. You have to be able to have reestablished a Derech HaYashar, the capability of the better the Derech HaYashar based on this internal compass. Where is this Rishis? It's brought down in Rishis Chachma. It's in China. Tess. Exactly. He brings it down all the way. I don't know where he brings it from. So really, in all due right, we should stop now. Because this lesson itself is more than enough. It would be chaval to water it down by being in any third point in the mission. There's no way that we can overemphasize the importance of this lesson itself. However, since we at least would like to finish a quarter of the mission, so now we're going to try to understand maybe some of the other dividing portion. But in order not to weaken this most important lesson, we're going to try to relate the other things that we have to learn to these basic concepts.
What amazes me about this is it shows you the incredible metana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made it so simple, really. I mean, he gave you everything right there on the spot. It's unbelievable. It's motherfucking. No, it's so unbelievably simple. It's so unbelievable. That's why we find it. Because
the Picha of the Rokha now says, Blame it really, young book. What is your mind? Where is it? The Picha of the Rokha.
It's amazing how we don't see it all the time.
The Picha of the Rokha now says, all you have to do is think it through. And sometimes if you want to really cut it out, speak it out. It says like lips to a sphar is like a fingernail to a shkitas. Speak it out. It's a hitch here. Comes out. It's not black. It doesn't. What?
It's a
more.
It's
a more. It's a sign. The sphar. It's a curling sound. That goes down the right. You look at it, whoosh. Well, it's straight, but straight. Off the shape.
Very sensitive, also,
yeah. Yeah, looks good. Great. That's what I should be doing. Speak over the fit. That's one of the main things that they're doing. He says it's the Tachos of the Chaber. It's just that you have somebody to speak to. Speak out. As you get it out, start choking on it. Maybe I. That's a good idea, right? The guy is saying, big me, I say, actually. I'm taking a shot of clearly sewing the eyes. And listen to how they help people think. One of the rules that I learned from everybody, I don't think it was much sense with other people, is that most of the use is giving the person the opportunity to hear clearly what he's saying. Let's talk about that. Nature being such a good idea. He pointed out to me personally several times. He says, what did I say? So she said, what did you say? And then he put it on and said, what did she didn't say? I said all that. So what did the rest of you say? So I did the same thing. And just a second ago, he walked down here with such a and said, hey, spoke about that to you. And gave me such a good idea. It's difficult, especially young, untrained youth to come to trust and to clarify himself, his thoughts, and to learn to fit. He goes to the Hashim, whatever it is, if I'm wrong, helps him put down a thing. Well, in your experience that you had, people have come on all kinds of different subjects. Sometimes people come to you, and I don't know why they come. And they ask me things that I have no idea anything about. Nothing. I don't know anything about subject. And they won't come very happy. And why has it, sometimes, like, you know, after the person leaves, sometimes you ask me what the subject was in time. So somebody else came up with this type of an idea, something about this type of a problem. So what do you know about that? So if you walk out looking so thrilled, hey, come up with a great idea. And do it. You know how to listen. You know how to pull up and push and discard. That's all it is. This kliyach hayoshek is in every person. And yayetz ha'aluti is the person who knows how to activate the kliyach hayoshek in the shayla. Sometimes you have to, there's too many pillows, you have to do a little chiseling back off. Sometimes there's like big negias, that's like really getting in the way, and you can't hear yourself straight. You have to plow on the head, put it down on the table in black and white, and say, this is what you want, and it's a good, tell me straight, check what it is. It's terrible, it's disgusting. Spell it out, tell me what it is. And then, once you get that out of the way, then Yashus, that there is a Yiddish and a Shomer, is the designation of Yiddish and a Shomer. Elokai, every Jew, whatever level he's on, the lowest level that a Jew can go to, has the right and responsibility on a daily basis to get up in the morning, stand in front of the Baruch Shem, who b'shem and Malchus state, Elokai and a Shomer, she has had to be, to her or he, it remains to her regardless of anything that I have done. So I always start. The Jew always has to start. That Yashus of Kim Rosh has only in Rosh Hashanah doesn't get destroyed. It can only be mocked. It can only be mocked. The more you mock it, the easier it is to decide not to listen. But at any point that a person decides yes to listen, it's there.
So why are we so responsible? Because we don't really believe this?
Yeah.
We just really don't believe it. The
basic Western philosophy is that this doesn't exist. Or the Chorbona is a philosophy of the psychologist. Western philosophy is based on, which is ripped out from the core mind of human being and try to reduce it to an end. Basic philosophy. We stand up and say, yeah. 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 Okay, now there's a double answer. Yeah. There's another problem with that. Because he defers, but he's saying he defers on the other. One of the difficulties is what's the dual answer here? What's the It's telling us that just follow your heart. So there's a difficulty in the language. You teach us by yourself. Okay, it's by that works up there. What's the additional of the first one you know? So the way Rashi explains it, and this is good for the beginnings understanding, is that it's an additive. That if you're having difficulty just relying on your own yashus, but you can test it up against other people's yashus, you'll have super confirmation. How do you test it? You don't really have to ask anybody. Think about your best friend. Think if you want to tell them about it. See if you feel uncomfortable, to feel the bushin. If you feel the bushin, it's uncomfortable. Okay. Maybe I just have to give a warning. One of the krumkites of Western society has come out that people feel uncomfortable about doing something really good. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm not really supposed to do something really good. It's supposed to be something called normal. Regular. Main claw of Western society, right? If you ask anything to anybody about any subject, ask any Westerner, any subject, any decision, like what time he wants to wear, or who he wants to vote for president, the main determining factor is where the boys sit. What does everybody do? What does everybody think? What does it say? And wherever it represents the thing, it's Malka and Malka called public opinion. What's in today? Whatever particular thing determines what's called in for today, that's what it is.
But what do you use?
I'm a prat, I have all my rights. I have a right to be a nobody to determine anything by what everybody's. To do something particular, individually good, it's gone to the point that people feel uncomfortable about it. There's something wrong with that. Sure, that's something special. Who am I to talk to that discussion? People are something special. I'm just writing with them. So it must be that is not good. That's stupidity. That's not good. But it's mistaken as good. And you'll see. Every time you have somebody doing something, you have kind of running and doing something very good, and also you turn into a note. Oh, what did you do? Oh, that was just a little.
Yeah.
It's coming because people are not comfortable with the fact that they have within themselves such positive purpose to do such a thing and to do it as it is a little point. Because they know themselves on the negative side, they know their chesed. Very familiar with their guitars. So they know that they're not so of them yet. They're all of a sudden doing this thing, it's wonderful. But should they move on and over on myself? Or even a little bit on that for them? That's not bullshit, that's not what we're talking about. But again, it's because we're taking away a person's immune and the positive purpose that we have with them. The reason why. There's a, even as a kana ruch in doing something good, any good by a person will do. It could be disastrous. Because if you turn into a bell guy, it's a disaster. Very often, it's a hard thing to do a very big thing in order to trap your own guy. So that's a good trade off. We'll go for that. Mm-hmm. We'll go for that. But, in our case, generally, it's not the stuff. It's not that we're really being probably better. We don't hold ourselves enough to be probably better. We're so down on ourselves that if we ever do something right, must be sure. I didn't really mean it. I knew somehow. I don't know when we're sitting back with trouble. It's like there's a good one, good thing sometimes also. If a person realizes that he had an issue, the kind of issue is probably to who he is. So it's no problem that at least sometimes it comes out. And he did some remarkably positive thing. He didn't even get excited about it. So it's like a good thing sometimes. Why not? If that's something that I don't want to say to that, don't have all the school cells, the usual cells, all of them in the space, the class cells, basically. You haven't been able to compare your misses all your life. That sometimes the person who go that way is happy with me. But we're so uncomfortable. Something really good that we have within us. That's really, sometimes after they clap that we stop doing it for that reason. The Yigra Libra. No, that's not. This has the Yigra Libra Yigadach Yashem. Person, get up and say,
what's
turning up inside of you? Over-recognition of his facade, lack of recognition of his life.
What's causing him?
What?
What's causing him?
The fact that the good is taking over here. The best look here is always, you listen to Yetzirah, what does he say?
I want. It's great. Look how good it will taste.
I want. Where's the conscience? It's a 31st, he said.
No, you don't.
It's a hard thing. You really shouldn't be doing that. You know it's not right. Who's the wolf? He stole our eye. He saw our understanding of our own interpretation. The it's a hard before Catholicism was totally outside. Now we can't get there. He works within us. But Apple P came, he put his place. This is the greatest of ours. Tremendous, tremendous work in the place where he gives a very detailed, terrifying description of the Yetzirah.
to the point when he finished that two paragraphs of Mr. Brian, terrifying how much he's entrenched in all of our thoughts and all of our, his inside and outside and all around. And when you finish with all of that, you finish and so forth again. With one line at the end, he says something along the lines of, "In tisa galecho chitze sichlecho, do not spare you the cowards versus the young children." Where do you go? Saw a few sechels, arrows, which he's gone. He's dead. Blow on him, he's gone. He's gone. So the under the beast turned out, he said, "You're Russia." Okay? Turn out, "You're alive. You're alive. You see. You're a good woman. It's not true. It's not who I am. It's not what I want. It's not what it's all about." You know, he's gone.
But that's
not.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I'm not going to play today.
Come on, come back to the room. Kosher is the first one, so the first one is order. That's most time we have. Not very much. We were not successful.
Okay. Oh, we're
not successful. We're
not successful. We're not successful.
We're not successful. We're finishing. It's Mr. Beth, it's all right. Okay. The end of the lesson time. The lesson, the starting lesson, I think the very first critical discussion, the starting lesson is that we have a Kriyach to be Bavya. The first, no, it's there, the first one in order. No, the Shubach, when a person feels good, things are fine. It feels great. It feels... We have to warn ourselves that this is not talking about areas of halacha. We cannot judge halacha. So we judge halacha this way, because it's outside the realm of halacha. Let me just give a classical example for this. Okay. A person has a bookstore. He's been doing business. Another guy comes in, opens up a bookstore across the road. A little bigger, a little better, a little fancier sign outside. Takes away his business. Mr. A starts doing all kinds of tours about Mr. B out of town because he was in Masik Vo and goes around telling everybody why he wanted to call. He's been Masik Vo, he's been back from there. That's story number one. Story number two is that there's a fellow who had a cheder. The same story, except that it was Chabad. He had a cheder. He was teaching the kids, and they don't really walk into town, hoping to look at new food and ways of going in to get the kids learning. First guy was doing all kinds of cool ways to get Mr. B. Feels are the same in both places. However, in the first case, Mr. A is totally justified. He is allowed to go around telling people stories about Mr. B. There's a lot of big coolers to get in, they shouldn't get anybody in show because he's less cool, different things. And everything's fine. And it's the second story. Anything to do with the desert culture, or rather than the other island, there it is. What's the difference? Because there's a halacha determination that in this row of cases, the person is allowed to be less than people. But in the case of the maladadity, the consideration of consideration of in a safe and kind of overpowers the other considerations, and therefore he has a right to come to the Kafka, he has a right to come. He's got it. Once he's in the right of Kafka, then he comes around. So, original first thing you have to do on all cases of that fight is because you got to go to Kafka. You can't start with this. This is not talking about areas of being. Dinim could be very sharp. Case of the Gemara. An Amona ran as a gear that was next to without Goshen. And the poor Amona was 12, the same. Oh, finally she has an opportunity to get some panasa for her kids. She runs and she wants to acquire the possessions of the deer. And she didn't do a proper. And the neighbor next door, who was quite salty, came along and did a crap. him. It all belongs to the second person. The person who gave it to you would give it to the Almana as a gunner. It's a thief. It's a simple thief. But he doesn't need it. And the Almana doesn't want it. And she tried. She did the best she can. And he gets so caught up in the details. And you know, like, but can't you see that it hurts? Wow. Our first thing you have to know is feel bad, if I can do it. Yeah. He was missing. Wasn't done properly. Doesn't own it. The second fellow came along, made a profit to me, he owns it. That's number one problem. That's not the area that Rebbe is dealing with the clock. There's no great barrier that's not within the man's right. I was sitting with a non-religious Jew about a week ago. We were discussing Shabbat. The Sword Tea. So they have Shabbat. They keep Kiddush, Brachos Neiros, go to Shul, and they watch television, and then a monk, some guys, and so on. So we were discussing Shabbat. So they asked me, do I really believe that if somebody so warmly sings Neiros, just because it turned on white, the person is going to in this world the other way, give him to death count this, like few people believe. Do you believe that? Yeah. You know, like 100% even better. Which one? You're a wonderful people. But every time you go to the beach and travel, you're going to pay heavy. Do you think? You couldn't believe it. You said,
that's
my hand. You were all fancy on it. So I told him, you know what your problem is? Your problem is that if you were to come to the Ben Shalom and tell him, listen to Ben Shalom, you have some really nice ideas. I like that Chavez one. You know what? My feelings are that Chavez table is really a nice Jewish thing. Very important. And I can understand that he had to rub two rocks together, right? And then make a bonfire, and then cook. That's a lot of work. It doesn't fit with the ruach of the menucha. But nowadays, in this modern world, you put the switch, and instead of sitting in darkness, shining the light here, okay? Right? Come on. How do you think the Ben Shalom is? That's what it should be.
You want to come to the Ben Shalom and determine his mitzvahs by your ego. Not the Ben Shalom to reduce himself. To determine the reality by your feelings of right. How you look. That itself is a fear.
So that is the main problem. Yeah, that today you can start here. Go to a melech. The Melech, the very Chof Mosah, his understanding of the universe, understanding of Netzach, understood that this is exactly the way things have to be. Come along with a little third grader. Said, but I think that this little transformer over here, I can move it over there. And it's not so good, it's a little bit, you know, it's alright. Okay. We can move the house around, but we can get a little extra in the left. So it's in the red bottle, it's in the green bottle. Yeah, feel good about it. It's the ruach. You approach things, questions of halacha, it's only written for. First was the death of Rosh Hashanah, but yet no, it was given to us. Beyond what is the man's capability of determining is given in halacha. Things that were not given to us in Khir, for us to decide the death of Yashua from the death of Olga. That needs the Rebbeinu Shalom's das to be done. He did. That's what Torah is all about. He told us whatever we have to know that we can't know on our own. Whatever we're not capable of, Rebbeinu Shalom did the job for us. 99.999%, which is beyond our capability of measuring people. That's what Torah is all about. The name Derech HaYosha is Sefer HaYosha, that's what Sefer Torah is. After that, the finish is, but even after all of it, after the whole Shulchan Aruch, after all of time that meets this, the world is ended, after the world starts. Then there's still a part of Bechira that's left for our capability of being Boichel, purely on our own, between our own tape and finding the Derech HaYashar. Only in those restricted areas are we done. It may be a very major portion of the person's activity. Maybe very many opportunities in Christmas Day that he has to make these type of decisions. He has to make it very clear where is the area that he's got. Not Chas V'Shalom, it could be later called to him. It's simple understanding. You have to know where the rules are. Is that as much was given over from man's determination, was left undetermined. Whatever needs determination and it goes beyond man's capability of understanding, that's what they're talking about. The Torah gives the instruction in the life. We can't know the Hezbollahs that that's out there, the Hezbollahs, all the Ulamas and Hodinas, which are little people, we can know that. Do it come out with these funny Shabbos and that's the way people come up with. Gershul, the Tariyam, the Barbecue, etc.
Except the Jephana.
Except the
Jephana. I think what the Rav said before about that the Yid of Halacha is that's not a gray area, it's really black and white. So how does the Rav explain when Chazal tell us that the Chorban came about because she went to the Yid? Because I'm saying, what does that do? That doesn't refer to Allah.
What would be, that case, the Gemara, person had Almona grab the thing, visual of that. Mr. Richman, her neighbor, grabbed and did it right. So now, he got the best thing, and he doesn't say, it's for Almona. I've been loving it. There was the law. They've been loving it. However, if he sticks to his guns, and he's Oymid Hadova Al-Haddin, if he's Oymid Al-Haddin, first of all, he shouldn't have grabbed it in the first place. Mm-hmm. Even if he did, he has a moral responsibility to deal with the pain, the additional pain of the Almana, that she almost had it, and if it wouldn't be for you, she would still rectify the Kenyan and do it now. Right? And now, more than any other group, we have a responsibility to deal with this Almana. You just come along and say, I was like, what did you do? And then Amona was screaming and yelling and trying to say that I'm the thief. She was down, trying to see myself. I'm blushing. I didn't follow you. That's cool. That's cool. So there always has to be clarity of both sides of the issue. Number one is, the person will come along and ask him, you can't do that, give it to her. You're done it. The portion of thief, there's no difference between stealing or not robbing. There's no difference between stealing from the poor to the poor, stealing from the rich to get them. He's a Ghana. But, even though I'm a thief, all that you're interested is, we just a din? You got me with a din? Okay. He's a bit of a din. Go get me with a din, please. That's a good question. The portion has me with a din, please. Strict in, not strict in, to the beauty. That's what nobody is the biggest talent in the world. Cannot stand up for purity.
So the Chazal told us that they, at that time, dealt with these again. It seems as if they don't have a chadu. The other remarkable halacha is the way it has to be given itself is halacha and halacha is in. The other remarkable, then, like God said, so that. Any Beit Mishpat that would have given into that Almana, is that
there's exactly the two different issues. One is something that has to be determined by the Rebbeinu. In the other Almana, the Rebbeinu Shalom determination.
So that's another
Rebbeinu. In the other Rebbeinu Shalom, sometimes there's going to be an act on the table, but the death, that's the determination of the first definition. There's no second subject. If they don't have it, even if you have the right to it, right, it doesn't necessarily end the sector.
Right, because it's not of it. It's what we said about the Mishnah, the three things that the world sustains itself on, that you have to have the both sides of this.
This is not the end.
This is not the
din.
It's not the din.
A patient will walk away and leave the Almana for fun now. I didn't say din. That'd be different, wouldn't it? So it would be fine.
Right. That's what the Gemara sounds like. One of a vein that after he's pressing against an onion, a woman, he's pressing against the Gemara's name, but then he might have paid a kamas.
Now, there has to be a totality of picture of the Shemashim. That's next one. I was going to say that. Next one. So, we're finished tonight. That's what it is. We have to go back and start and discuss it. Compared to the other Mishnah, just we have the standing of the concepts and understanding the individual value and necessity of the work that these three are rooting, the items kind of being in the small shell.